a little windy on the top of the mountain here. I'm on Oberg Mountain, but it's worth recording stuff, so come on along. You hear that noise? Kind of chittering. Those are baby woodpeckers. I'm standing at the base of a fairly large aspen tree, and about 15 feet up there's a hole, and I saw the adult hairy woodpecker come out of there. And you can hear the young. Oh, there comes the adult. Not saying anything right now. Oh, that was the adult. Now that's the sound a hairy woodpecker makes. And it's so funny because the babies as they get older will get louder and louder, and I have no idea what advantage that is in a survival way, because you would think it would attract predators. But that's the way they are. They're loud. Well, I'm going to move away because obviously Mama wants to get in, and that is a female. She doesn't have any red on her head. Okay, I'm leaving. That's the magnolia warbler. Very short, simple song. And I'm not going to try to explain it, because the problem with the magnolia warbler is it sings a whole bunch of different songs. And this is just one of them, one of many. And they like coniferous growth. They actually prefer small conifers for nesting, and they're more often found in woods with at least some mix of conifer in them. In fact, you're sort of unlikely to hear them in the middle of a maple woods. Weeda weeda da, or something like that. And magnolia warblers are kind of blue-gray on the back. The breast is yellow, bright yellow, with black streaking down it. And then they have some black by the eye, which isn't a mask, but kind of brings attention to the face pattern. Very, very pretty, neat little birds. There are several sounds here, but one of them is an indigo bunting, and I didn't expect to see it here. I don't know why, because indigo buntings are, they're not common, but they are around in the county. And usually I see them closer to where I live. They like the edges of farm fields and stuff like that. But this is a brushy part of the hillside, so I guess it's not surprising that there might be an indigo bunting here. But anyway, it's a three-parted song, a little repetitive sound, mixed in with other songs too, of course. Fun to hear that here on Oberg Mountain. He's actually in a conifer now, but he was quite visible on a little piece of brush. And of course, indigo buntings are, as the name implied, they're indigo. They're blue as can be. In fact, they look black if you don't see them in the right light, because they're dark on the belly as well as the back, so they're really, really blue. And the females are actually quite brown, so there's quite a difference. But that's his song, that sort of repetitive three-parted song, you know, da-da-da-da-da-da. That's kind of what he does all the time. Thanks for coming. This is Molly Hoffman from a trail on Oberg Mountain for WTIP.